Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Summer both heating up and winding down here as the kids are headed back to school soon. We race into Labor Day weekend. Plenty to talk about this morning with founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com, Callie Herbst. Morning, Callie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hot today. What's in store? You guys got pool day or museum day or what are you doing over there?
It's a pool day over here, so we're going to just hopefully stay cool in the pool.
So leads us perfectly into this. If you need another cool off, tell us about this website that you've been tracking that features all of the custard shop flavors of the day, because we've done this, right? You know you want to do, hey, let's go for custard tonight. Yeah. So what's Oscar's got? What's Cop's got? What do they got at Culver's? And there's a one-stop shop for all that?
Right. And think about how much time it takes to go to all those websites, and it's, you know, just time-consuming. So now it's this genius website called custardmke.com, and there's an interactive map and then a list of all the local custard places. So not only, you know, Cops and Culver's and all of those, but even more of the local places. And, yeah, they just list all the flavors of the day, and it's updated for you, and you don't have to look around.
You know what's going to happen? That means that you're going to have one kid who wants to go one place. You're going to have another kid who wants to go someplace else.
I want mint chip.
There'll be no
That's
agreement.
True. It's just going to cause fights. You're right. But also what I think the guy needs to do who started this, he needs an alert system so you can put in your favorite flavor and get like a notification.
Ooh.
You know?
That's a real thing. There are a couple of flavors in our house that my wife will literally put them on the calendar. Oh, these guys got the banana cream pie, or there was another one, the grasshopper fudge.
It's the little things. These are the important things in life.
Speaking of which, I wanted to ask you about kind of a throwback that's been in the news. These were a staple when I was a kid. Milwaukee police are handing out Brewers trading cards again.
Yeah, this is so nostalgic for me. I can remember being a 5 or 6 year old and getting these police trading cards, these Brewer trading cards from the police. And it was, I mean, when I was a kid, and I'm sure for many listening, that was, you know, how you interacted with that. That was maybe your first interaction with a police officer, you know, up close. And yeah, they're bringing them back. So it'll be current Brewers players. They'll probably include safety tips on them. And it should be starting any day now if it hasn't already.
Are those worth anything, E? Like the old ones? Like if I got 82 police car Brewers somewhere?
If someone's willing to pay for it, then
right.
It's worth
what someone's going to pay. So cool event coming to Fiserv Forum as well. If you enjoyed watching the Olympics with the kids, the Gold Over America Tour, headlined by Olympic superstar Simone Biles, is going to be in Milwaukee next month. So what is this? Is like a gymnastics exhibition?
Yeah, they said it's a pop concert style show. But I mean, after the Olympics and just all the excitement, you know, in our house and then all across the country with watching Simone Biles and the whole team, she'll be there, Jordan Childs will be there, and then many, many other Olympic and world champion gymnasts. And it's a really high-energy show, lots of choreography, lots of flipping, and, you know, inspirational messages. So, I mean, I think it's for all ages. It's at night, September 28th at night at the Fiserv Forum. So, yeah, all ages, I think.
I like how they're striking when the iron's hot, too. Do it right now. Don't wait a year and then do the tour.
And you're right, Callie. I went to when Paul Hamm won his gold medal in the early 2000s. What was it, 04? I went, he and his brother Morgan were there as part of one of these things at the Bradley Center. And right, it's laser shows and lights and flashes and music and stuff. And they're just doing like really fun routines, and there's no pressure of competition. So they just throw it all out there.
Oh, it would be amazing. And when I was watching the Olympics this year, I said out loud, I'm like, if I ever had the chance to see her in person doing those flips, it would be amazing. So I think I have to, you know, put my money where my mouth is and go.
For the youngers, if your kids love a good bouncy house, mark next weekend on your calendar for the Summerfest grounds. Big Bounce America is coming. What's that about?
Whoa, if you can see this on social media, it's a massive 900-foot inflatable. It's coming to the Summerfest grounds, September 6th through 8th. I can't even describe it. It's like an explosion of color, the biggest bouncy house you've ever seen, basketball hoops, obstacle courses, a climbing wall. They do separate the sessions by age, so you don't have to worry.
That's
there's
a
like
good
a
idea.
Toddler yeah, exactly. So there's a toddler session, a little kid session, a big kid session, and then there's an adult session, too, if you are an adult who just wants to hop around the bouncy house.
I don't know. Are you in on that, E? You hopping around the bouncy house?
Back in the day, now I don't know if the joints will handle it as well. But
not so much.
Right. It's like, how did you break your ankle? And it was at the bouncy house.
I hope not. All right. Great to talk to you, Callie. The website is mkewithkids.com.
Thanks so much.